I hope y'all are. This episode is about who is man, who is man. Shaft! Can you dig it? I should know the words to that, but I guess probably the mumbling helps me from not getting caught up in some stuff. I should know the word. I think every black person should know the words to Shaft. And the Jeffersons. And Good Times. And the Flintstones. Flintstones was, yo, black people love the Flintstones. Flintstones was official, man. Just, you know what I mean? Not so much the Honeymooners, which the Flintstones was a knockoff of. But at least the Flintstones, you know what I'm saying? And not the Jetsons either. Don't worry about the Jetsons. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, this is about Shaft. Crazy facts about Shaft, too. Just wild joints, man. Just, you know, the theory is the way I was raised, Shaft was going to be a white guy. And then because of, Mario Van Peebles' father had a movie out called Sweetbacks, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I know I messed the whole name up. I always could never say that because it just sounded like, you know what I'm saying? It was a long, weird Tribe Called Quest-ish type title. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was, you know. And he said that Shaft was black because when he came out, the popularity of his movie is what did it. Time goes by, you find out that's not the truth. You know, but whatever. It was a good story. I told you, man. Sometimes a legend, the perceptions, the thing that's presented first becomes legendary, becomes truth. You know, the truth is something that you just can't even find, don't even look for. But I did some digging and researching as always. And we're gonna hit y'all off with some joints about Shaft. You know what I'm saying? Here's a crazy thing before we even get to it. Shaft and Uncle Tom, written by white people. Crazy. Coolest black dude in the world, written by a white guy who just was hanging out working for newspapers. Wow. Crazy. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just boom. Like, yo, you know what? The hood need a cop, a cool cop, a complicated cop. Nobody gonna understand him but his woman cop. Detective type dude. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he just, can you dig it? I'm pretty sure like his peers was just like, can you dig it? Yeah, Jive. Who do you hang out with, man? Did he just sell me a Jive turkey? Yeah, can you dig it? Hey, I ain't gonna front. I'm pretty sure, like, can you dig it was probably cool back in the day. Now when I hear it, I just hear Booker T. Can you? Oh, not even Booker T. Osiris from the Warriors. And by the way, yeah, everybody should know the opening lines of Osiris' speech. Boom, his monologue. Gangster. I don't, but I'm just saying, I should. This is the Shaft episode. That sounds so dirty saying that. I sound like I should be saying that real whispery too. This is the Shaft episode. Okay, yeah, they're gonna kick me off or something doing that. This is the episode about the movie Shaft. Let's get into it. Our world, our time, mini episode. Yes, 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 yes. Hey, rest in peace to Isaac Hayes. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Gordon Parks. You know what I'm saying? The director of Shaft. Isaac Hayes. You know what I'm saying? The soundtrack maestro for the A. Man, still one of the most iconic joints, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so we're going to get into this point. I did this for a reason, so you know what I'm saying? You know how we do, man. You know what time of the show it is. You know what time is it? You know what time is it? Let's go. Hold on. You know we gotta do it proper, so we do it like this. Take it from the top. Take it from the top. Bring it in. Ooh. Ooh. Pimp music right here. What? Yeah, you hear that wah-wah-wah in the joint? Hey. Anyway, get to the black, get to the joint. This moment in black history. Last night, I told you about the shorty, Harriet Beecher Stowe, who gave the world an iconic black phrase and black image. Uncle Tom. Tonight, we gonna take it to another level. You can go from the uncool cornball sellout to the ultimate black dude. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody supposed to be out here cooler than Shaft. And here's some wild joints about Shaft. I don't know if y'all know this. Like, the story used to be that it was supposed to be a white guy. MGM, Warner Brothers, or whoever that owned it, they were selling off their stuff, and Shaft was one of the joints on the table. And they had plans to do Shaft, but it was going to be a white detective. Here's the truth about that. Here's the crazy truth about that. I don't know if y'all know this, but there was a dude named Ernest Tidy, it depends on how you wanna pronounce that. But my man Tidy Man, let's just go with that, Tidy Man. Hey, he worked for newspapers. He was out here, he was a journalist and a writer on the side. He had a bunch of stories. Cop stories, detective story type joints. One of them was Shaft. Crazy, right? Here's the crazy part about that, though, that makes it even crazier. Bring It. Ooh. Yeah, y'all like that right there. I bring that with y'all live. Yeah, anyway, back to the joint. So one of the joints about it was a black dude. The other story he had was, if you ever seen The French Connection, that detective, the dude Gene Hackman played, he had a series of stories. So it was already in the books that Shaft was a black dude. Crazy. Now the writer, white guy, that's why I said it's a connection, because, you know, the writer for Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom's Cabin, is a white woman. Both, again, iconic joint. White guy comes up with this joint. He actually was helping write the script and all that stuff for all the movies of the stories that he had that actually became movies. But anyway, Shaft was always going to be black. Shaft was a black dude in his stories. Shaft was a black dude in the book. There's a book. Go find it. It's a book out there. It's a novel out there. It was always going to be a black dude. But the cool thing about it is, outside of my man, Tidy Man, I don't know his name, I don't even confide with that, Tidy Man, everything else about that movie was 100% black. The director was black. The director was the great jack of all trades, master of almost everything that he did. Anyway, Gordon Parks, and if you don't know Gordon Parks, look Gordon Parks up. Gordon Parks is woo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to feel like I'm on my Gordon Parks joint every day, then I realize I'm really not, but that's a whole nother thing. You had Richard Roundtree, you had the whole vibe was the vibe. Then you bring in the legendary Isaac Hayes, who, like, right now I'm just about to overflood y'all. You know, Isaac Hayes was the I think he was the keyboardist, organ player, piano. He was a brother on the keys for Otis Redding. I don't think he was on the guitar, but I definitely know he was on the keys. And matter of fact, the dude, David Porter, who was part of Dave and Sam, I'm a soul man. Dun, 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 dun. They was actually a writing collabo group that did a lot of joints. They penned a lot of joints for people on Stax. So, you know, Isaac was coming up in the ranks, and then when it was time to do his thing, he did his thing, took the game over for a minute. Y'all seen them pictures. He was out here just a first dude who was 100% flossing. Like, Isaac Hayes was on some next level stunting. He was out here, woo, he was with it, went broke too, but while he was on top. That's a whole nother thing. Anyway, so Isaac Hayes gets the credit for being the first black composer to win an Oscar blackness, man. Just blackness. And Shaft is just legendary. Shaft is actually in a museum or in a something. And in 2000s, they put the joint in there, the movie, the rest of, you know what I'm saying, to keep it preserved. You know what I mean? That's how influential the movie was. Like, it was the second black film of the year, and that sets the, I figure Shaft probably really started off the whole black exploitation thing more than this Sweetback joint. And just because it was a lot of pimps and drug dealers, really wild out joints, and it was the music and the picture and the sex appeal, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? That was what it was, you know? Like, and then that became the thing, to the point, like, what's the black dude from Sesame Street that was hanging out? Like, he was Willie Dynamite. Blew my mind when I was a kid. I was like, hold on. Here, this ain't Sesame Street. My man is out here. They were just up in the crib snorting coke, pimp slapping people. He was on this pimp game for real. Hey, but anyway, Shaft is a major, major, major piece. Not just pop culture, just black culture. Just like, dudes was starting to, like, that was like the goal. From the point Shaft came out, that was the goal of masculinity right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get my Shaft game up. You know what I'm saying? It was Shaft and at least masculinity wise, James Evans. You ain't wanna be like James Evans all the way, cause James barely had a job. Like, every other episode, James had got fired and he was looking for work. But he was a masculine dude. Like James was backing down bullies. Like, dudes who was, like, in gangs. He just come up, huh, you gonna get up out my house. Look here, old man. Old man. Yo, he was, hey, watch them early old, them early on Good Time joints. James Evans was official. He was gonna put some foots up in butts. Hey, that was, like, those were the heights of black dude-ness. You know what I'm saying? To be on your man thing, you know? So, yo, for real, this is a black history moment. I told y'all, it ain't gonna always be slaves and inventors and all that. Sometimes it's gonna be something a little for 2 days straight. Plus, you know, Juneteenth is, I'm gonna celebrate that joint Saturday and hit y'all off with some joints about that. But for now, we just going to be kind of entertained with this here. Get y'all a little nugget, two nights in a row by some literature. You know what I'm saying? Just in case y'all ain't know, Shaft was a black man. Shaft was a black man. I was about to try to take that KRS-One joint and make it work out, but I don't. Shaft was a black man who went to Africa. If you know this fact, they can't laugh at you. It was I think Gordon Parks' son took the movie over. Forget it, whatever. Don't get me to. Let's get into the music. Get at me, man, on social media. I'm everywhere. Google me like Shaq say. Make sure you use two E's and a Z and an A-R. Don't be out here, yeah, because the joint will come up, be like, you want the regular Caesar. You be like, nah. I want my man, C-E-E-Z-A-R. Then boom, you know what I'm saying? And this is how we get down. Let's get back into the music, word up. Let's go. We gonna keep this pimp game going too, for real. Let's do it like this. From one pimp joint that is just internationally known to another one that can't be stopped. Let's do it.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.